Welcome to the first Wahoo Central podcast of 2015, coming to you from the McHugh Center at the University of Virginia. I'm Jeff White, Director of News Content for VirginiaSports.com, and back today for his third appearance on this podcast is Brian O'Connor, who's heading into his 12th season as UVA's head baseball coach. 12 years, that to me is amazing. I still remember when you got here from Notre Dame. Has the time passed quickly for you?
I'll tell you, it sure has, Jeff. I mean, I think you can really tell when you look at your own children, my own children, at where they were at when we got here 12 years ago and where they are now. And so it has flown by, and it's flown by because we're at a great place, and we've had really good teams, and when you're constantly year after year working on trying to build something and build on success and make it better and better, and you're putting everything that you have into it, it flies by. And so it's been 11 great years, and we're excited about this upcoming 2015 season.
Speaking of Notre Dame, the men's basketball team plays there Saturday night. The forecast calls for temperatures well below freezing. I was on the trip to South Bend last year with basketball. It was so cold that they declared a state of emergency. Do you miss those South Bend winters?
No. I don't miss the South Bend winters that happen in September there. I joke a lot that it's called South Bend. It should be called North Bend because the skies are gray there about 10 months out of the year. And so getting ready for a season there, Jeff, was really challenging. I mean, absolutely everything 100% of the time was indoors. Mm-hmm. And we're fortunate here in Virginia that 90% of our preparation is outside. And so I don't miss those days at all.
Before we talk about the 2015 season, let's look back at the first semester of this school year. Tell me about the trip the team took to Panama and Costa Rica last month. This was the first such tour that you've taken at Virginia, right?
Yeah, it was, Jeff. For those out there that don't know, that you're allowed by NCAA rules to take an international tour with your team every 4 years. And we've never done one in our baseball program. And we've contemplated what to do and when to do it really for about 4 or 5 years. And really settled on this year, one, because I knew that we would have a significant amount of young, new first years on our team, and I thought there would be great value in taking the team this year. And then, there was a whole process of vetting out where we going to go. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of NCAA rules that are tied around these trips on the time of the year you can take them and things like that. So we really didn't have an option other than to take it sandwiched between final exams and Christmas. And the trip was everything that I had hoped that it would be for our team and what we needed to accomplish. The baseball was excellent. The stadium was beautiful that we played in Panama. The team building opportunities that we had there, it couldn't have went better. And I just think that, there's something new when you're a first year. And you've never stayed in a hotel with a team and got up and ate team breakfast the next morning and kind of gotten into a routine and traveled with your teammates and things. And without doing this foreign tour, we wouldn't be able to do that until we head down to East Carolina. And so I feel like there was going to be a lot of benefit and growth and maturity with this club for what we did down there in those two countries.
How much baseball did you play down there?
Not a lot. And that's more tied to, Jeff, because of the time of the year that the NCAA allows us to take mm-hmm. this trip, which fell in December. And during that time in December, our pitchers are shut down. They're not throwing that time. And actually, our position players are not throwing either. So I didn't want to all of a sudden ramp up a bunch of pitchers just because of the foreign tour. It wasn't the intention of taking the trip and then potentially put the spring season or guys' health in jeopardy. So we only played one game against a team down in Panama. We worked out a couple of days in a beautiful stadium. And I think we got everything that we needed to get out of it from a baseball standpoint.
What was the most memorable part of the trip? Any
there were many things, but when we were in Costa Rica, we took the entire team zip lining and in the rainforest. And, you know, and a lot of people would hear that and say, "Wow, they're having a great time." There was an incredible learning opportunity from it in that it was a very, very challenging zip lining tour. There were guys that got over some very serious fears by doing it.
Of heights and
it was downright scary, quite frankly. And the fact that everybody finished it and everybody did it, and you know, you're able to reflect back upon that and say, you know, you did something that maybe was out of your comfort zone, and you know, there's really something that can come from that. And you know, it was kind of cool to see the groups of guys stay together during the zip lining tour and things. And that to me was the most memorable, because I think it will benefit those players down the road.
For fans who are interested in getting an idea of some of the sights the team saw, there's a fantastic photo gallery that was pictures taken by Andy Fletterjohn, I believe, and it's been posted on the baseball page of virginiasports.com. So check that out. There's a recap of the tour and lots and lots of photos that of the zip lining, and looked like you went white water rafting. Or
yeah, we did. And you know, we spent a half a day at the Panama Canal, and what a tremendous learning experience for our players about that. And we went to an Indian village in the rainforest in Panama, and just some really special learning opportunities that those young men will never have again.
Before you guys head south, your team practiced all fall. You played two exhibition games and then seven games in the Orange and Blue World Series. How did you feel coming out of fall ball? The team seems to have an interesting mix of veteran upperclassmen and a huge first-year class.
Well, you know, coming out of fall ball, Jeff, I, quite frankly, I was a little concerned because, you know, I just didn't feel like the group in its totality really understood the urgency with what we have to do every day to improve as a ball club and then ultimately have success. And so, you know, and I shared that with the team, and they understood, you know, where we were at that point and where we needed to get to. And I really felt, you know, over the preceding 5-6 weeks after fall ball was over, that our team really growed and matured, and you know, a lot of those young players started to understand what the experience is about and what the expectations are. And I think we're in a good place. I think we've got plenty of talent on our ball club. Certainly, we're returning some very high profile players that have had a lot of success in our uniform. We're going to need to get an immediate impact from some first years. There's no question that there's going to be some first years that are going to play some very significant roles in our club. But, you know, I'm excited. You know, the expectations will be very, very high, as they are every year. And, you know, I think that this team will grow and mature as we continue to push on every day.
In 2014, Virginia made it to the final day of the baseball season, finished runner-up at the College World Series. Is that final game against Vandy one you've replayed in your mind or on your laptop a million times, or
yeah,
do you not go back and look at it?
Probably more in my mind than our laptop, because I really have not went back and watched that game in its totality. I haven't. I've went back and looked at different clips of it for certain reasons, but I haven't just sat down and watched the entire game. But certainly you know, you run things through your mind, not from a standpoint of what ifs, because I think it's important, and I told the players this, you know, after our season was over last year, that they would make a big mistake, and we would as coaches too, if we played the what if game. You know, life's too short, and you know, there's too many great experiences in front of us to do that. But you have to go back and reflect as a coach for your team and your program to continue to grow, and use it as a learning experience from the standpoint of what would we tweak, what would we do differently in that scenario, in that game, in that, you know, leading up to it and things like that, to try to improve and get better.
I know the preseason polls don't mean anything once the games actually start, but Virginia is again being picked as a candidate to make it to Omaha. Are those expectations realistic if this team plays at or close to its potential?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's hard to say for sure because there's a lot that's going to have to happen, but that's the case with every year. I'll tell you, they were pretty close last year, Jeff, right? Those prognosticators going into the season had us number one in the country, and we were two runs away from, you know,
winning the whole thing,
which really that never happens, you know, where they predict somebody number one at the beginning of the year and they end up winning it all. And so they were pretty close last year. And so, you know, certainly when you have your starting rotation back from last year, you know, I've told many people this. There's areas that we have to get better, and we have some young kids that got to grow up in a hurry. But if you asked me, you know, Brian, from one year to the next as a college baseball coach, what would be the couple of things that you would want back from one year to the next? And I would tell you, my first thing would be my starting pitching. Mm-hmm. Well, those guys are back. They might not be in the same exact roles they were, but they're back. Okay, I'd also say I'd want the left side of my infield back. Well, Danny Panero and Kenny Towns and John LaPreece filled in sometimes at third base. They're back. Those are two really key components. And I'd want a starting catcher back.
And you got Robbie.
Robbie Coleman, who caught two out of three games for us all of the last three series that we played. So, you know, there's excitement there, and which creates that expectation that those people from the outside have. And so I think if some things come along with a couple of these rookies and they continue to grow, and some of these pitchers fall into roles that I think that they're capable of doing, we could have something be pretty special as we push along.
You signed a 7-year contract extension in the fall. Right. How does a program that's had such incredible success continue to get better? Huh. I mean, there's not as much room for growth now maybe as there was when you came here.
That's right. You know, there really isn't. You know, we put ourselves in the position last year to win it all, and it's either you do or you don't, you know. And, you know, part of it is, you know, maintaining and protecting what you've had, you know, the success you're doing, and keeping that consistency moving forward. And then hopefully through the experiences that you have, that you can be even better and more consistent at the end. And that's kind of happened over the 11 years that our coaches have been here. You know, it took until 2009 for us to be able to win a regional. And since that happened, we've won regionals with a lot more frequency since then. So maybe, you know, as we've started to now go to Omaha three times and been better in Omaha each time, maybe that improves a little bit, you know, and just, you know, continue to take steps to make this better and better, improve our facility, you know, make that continue to improve and make it better for our fans.
Classes start Monday. When do you start practice this month?
Well, you know, we'll have our first team meeting on Monday, the first day of classes, and, you know, we'll start some individual small group work right away on Tuesday, the day after classes start. And the first official day of team practice that you can have by NCAA rules is Friday the 23rd. So we'll get, you know, fully ready starting on that day. But leading up to that, we'll do a lot of preparation from a small group standpoint.
You open the season about 5 weeks from today on February 13th with a 3-game series at East Carolina. You could have scheduled a less challenging opponent in a much friendlier setting. What do you like about opening on the road against an NCAA caliber team like ECU?
You know, I really like it. We went down there a couple of years ago and, you know, ended up meeting them later on in the NCAA tournament in the regional when they were at our place. But, you know, they've got a really fantastic history in their program. They've got a new coach that we know very, very well. They will be, you know, full of energy. They'll, you know, it's a tough environment to play in. And I think it's good to put out there right away the first weekend what the expectations are, and that you have to play darn near perfect early on to beat a club like that in their own ballpark. And it'll be a good test for us right out of the gate.
Before the season starts, there's an important UVA baseball event on the calendar this month. The 13th annual Step Up to the Plate fundraiser will be Saturday, January 24th at JPJ, starting at 6 p.m. Your special guests this year are alumni Kyle Crockett, Phil Goslin, and Chris Taylor, all of whom played in the major leagues last season. When's the last time you were together with all three of those guys?
Oh, wow. I'm not sure when that would have been. Well, it might have been probably back in 2009. Really, would have probably been the last time. Maybe not. Well, it wouldn't even happen then because it wouldn't have been with Crockett. So. I don't know that we've ever had the three of them together, but you know, I think it's a great collection. When we sat down, Jeff, to figure out what we wanted to do with this evening and with the Step Up to Play, I just felt like those three guys did something in Major League Baseball last year that all the Virginia fans were following how they were doing. You know, the emergence of Chris Taylor at the end of the year and starting so many games for the Mariners and, you know, them vying to get in the playoffs. And Crockett had a fantastic year. And Phil Goslin getting called up and really contributing to the Braves the back part of the season. And so, you know, I felt it was important to put those guys who our fans follow so closely in front of our fans and hear from them. You know, not only what their experiences were like in a Virginia baseball uniform, but you know also how this trek has been for them to the major leagues.
Every year, it seems, the list of former UVA players in the majors gets longer. What's it been like for you and Kevin and Carl and the rest of the coaching staff to watch that process unfold?
Oh, it's rewarding because you know how much hard work that those players put into this and how committed they are to realize their dream. And so you're so proud of them. Certainly there's a benefit for our program, Jeff, from a recruiting standpoint when you can go into a kid's living room and talk about that they can come to the University of Virginia and develop their talents and realize their dreams. But you're just happy and you're proud for those guys because you know the amount of time and the amount of sacrifice that they've made to put themselves in that position.
All right, one final question, and then I'll let you go. I know you don't like to talk about specific recruits before they arrive on grounds, but you signed a large class in November. These are guys that will enroll at UVA this summer. In general terms, what can you tell us about the class?
Well, I'll tell you, the current first-year class that's here right now was ranked as one of the top 10 recruiting classes in the country. And I'll tell you, this class that we just signed will be right there with that class and could be better. And we really felt like through our recruiting, Jeff, that this current all the recruiting classes are important, but this current first-year class that we have and then the incoming recruiting class, we're going to be vital to the future success because of the amount of turnover we were going to have in our program relative to the draft in that 2-year span. So we felt like we knocked it out of the park in this first class that we have those first years, and we feel like we did the same in this next one. You know, there's some really outstanding arms in the class, especially, you know, in-state guys that are going to help us on the mound, and there's a really good collection of athletic position players. It's a heavy-laden position player class because there will be a lot of turnover from the 2 years, and there's some guys that I think can really make an impact. And then we'll be dealing with that
all the way up to August 15th.
Yeah,
it's changed.
It's July 15th now, but you know we'll be dealing with that Major League Baseball draft like we do every year. And but that's just that tells you that you're signing some pretty talented guys.
Brian, as always, thanks for making time for this podcast, and we'll see you up at Davenport soon.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
I'll be back next week with another Wahoo Central podcast. Until then, remember to check virginiasports.com for updates on all 25 of our teams, including baseball, and thanks for listening.